إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek His assistance and we ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and from the ill consequences of our actions. Whomever it is that Allah guides and none can lead astray, whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets astray out of his justice, and there is none that can guide that person. I bear witness that nothing has a right to be worshipped other than Allah, and that He is alone in that right without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the worshipper, the slave, and the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To begin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said at the conclusion of a tremendous surah of the Quran, Surah Maryam, a chapter that informs us, as some of the salaf they said, that Surah Maryam, Surah Ibadillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Surah Maryam is a chapter that is all about the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love from His awliya al-muttaqeen, from the people of taqwa, those who truly feared Him, and those that were His allies subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said at the conclusion of this tremendous chapter, in the 96th verse, and we have to remember that how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala begins a chapter and ends a chapter is very important. He says, after mentioning these ibad of His, these prophets and these messengers, these worshippers of His and those people that were from the righteous, and particularly mentioning the story of Maryam and her son Isa ibn Maryam, alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in concluding the surah, He said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمَ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّهُ. That indeed those who believe and do righteous deeds, indeed those who truly believe and do correct deeds, actions that are sincere for Allah, according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fulfilling the rights of Allah and the rights of the creation, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمَ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّهُ. Then Ar-Rahman, then the one who was abundantly merciful, the one who was vast in His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala, will cause wood, deep love to exist for them. He will cause wood to exist for them. The scholars, tafsir from the early generations of Islam, from the students of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from the students of His direct students, such as Mujahid, they said, explaining the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمْ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّهُ. That Ar-Rahman will cause wood, will cause love to exist for them. He said, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحَبِّبُهُمْ إِلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love them, and He will cause the believers from amongst His slaves to love them. And Allah will love them, and He will cause the believers to love them. Qatada, likewise, he said, may Allah have mercy upon him, explaining the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا أَقْبَلَ عَبْدٌ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى إِلَّا أَقْبَلَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِقُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِقُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَيْهِ وَزَادَهُ مِنْ عِنْدِهِ. That no worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever directs his heart and focuses his heart upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in coming close to Allah and drawing near to Allah in obedience, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn and direct the hearts of the creation towards Him. Ayyuhal Muslim, the intelligent believer wants to be loved by the people. It is something that is important for the spread of his religion. It is something that is important for his marriage. It is important for his ability to give advice and to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is important in his deen, it is important in his dunya. It is important in his economic situation and his worldly situation, and he is loved by the creation and trusted and admired by the creation. This is something that is from the aspirations and the ambitions of the believer. And from the creed of the believer is that he knows that that doesn't come about by compromising his religion. It doesn't come about by flattering the creation when they are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't come about by watering down and blurring the lines between Islam and disbelief and the sunnah and heretical innovation and the likes of these things. But rather the person, he understands that on account of his creed, on account of his belief, on account of his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is the one who alone can cause the creation to love him, to truly love him. So he doesn't do what he does so that he will be loved by them, making that the ghaya, the ultimate objective and intention of what he is doing, but rather for another reason. He wants to be loved by them because it will benefit him in this world and it will benefit him in the hereafter. Because Allah has ordered him to endear himself to the creation. Allah has ordered him to endear himself to the creation. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu wa aradahu, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, يَحْرُمُ عَلَى النَّارِ كُلُّ هَيِّنٍ لَيِّنٍ قَرِيبٍ سَهْلٍ. He said that the following person has been forbidden for the fire. The following person has been forbidden for the fire. Every person who was hayyin, a mutawadi', every person who was hayyin, and who was humble, every person who was layyin, who was rafiq, layyin, and who was gentle and easygoing, every person who was qareeb, every person who is near to the people, he is close to the people, he intermingles with the people in order to benefit the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is endeared to the people, sahl, and every person who is easygoing, and every person who is easygoing, he has been forbidden from the fire. He has been forbidden from the fire. Ayyuhal Muslim, the great Imam of the Sunnah, the Alim Rabbani, the great nurturing scholar, who was from the most famous of scholars, who wrote a tremendous book that is called the Sahih of Ibn Hibban. Abu Hatim Ibn Hibban al-Busri rahimahullah ta'ala, he wrote a tremendous book that is called Rawdat al-Uqana. That is called the Guidance, or the Garden of the Intelligent. The Garden of the Intelligent. About those qualities of good character that the believer is obligated to have. And those qualities of evil, lowly, despicable character that the believer is forbidden from having. That are the proof of the strength of his faith or the weakness of his faith accordingly and respectively. He has a tremendous chapter in his book that is called Babu Istihbab Tahabbubi Ilan Nas. The chapter of the recommendation of endearing oneself to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, after quoting this authentic narration that we just heard from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala be pleased with him, about the person whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared to be free and innocent and protected from the fire. He said, rahimahullah ta'ala, al-wajibu ala al-aqil. And it is compulsory, obligatory, logically and religiously for the intelligent person, أن يتحبب إلى الناس بلزوم حسن الخلق, to endear himself to the creation by adhering to good character, وترك سوء الخلق, and by abandoning evil character, لأن الخلق الحسن يذيب الخطايا كما تذيب الشمس الجليد. He said, for without a doubt, good character melts away a person's sins just as the sun melts ice. وَإِنَّ الْخُلُقَ السَّيِّ لَيُفْسِدُ الْعَمَلِ كَمَا يُفْسِدُ الْخَلُّ الْعَسَلِ. At the same time, he said, evil character, it corrupts a person's deeds, it ruins a person's actions, just like vinegar ruins honey. وَقَدْ تَكُونُ فِي الرَّجُلِ أَخْلَاقٌ كَثِيرَةٌ صَالِحَةٌ كُلُّهَا وَخُلُقٌ سَيِّئٌ فَيُفْسِدَ الْخُلُقُ السَّيِّئِ الْأَخْلَاقَ الصَّالِحَةَ كُلَّهَا. He said it is very possible that a person can have a lot of good qualities about themselves, a lot of aspects, an abundance of aspects of good character within themselves, Then they have one aspect of evil character. They have one aspect of evil character, such as they are a coward, or they are stingy, or they are a liar, or the likes of these things that are from the most destructive aspects of evil character. He said a person can have many facets and many aspects of good character, and he may have one aspect of bad character. He said, فَيُفْسِدُ الْخُلُقُ سَيُّ الْأَخْلَاقُ صَالِحَةَ كُلَّهَا. And his one aspect of evil character can destroy and ruin everything that he has of good character. وَقَالَ رَحِمُهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى حُسْنُ الْخُلُقُ بَضْرُ اِكْتِسَابِ الْمَحَبَّةِ كَمَا أَنْسُ الْخُلُقُ بَضْرُ اِسْتِجْلَابِ الْبِغْضَةِ. He said that a person having good character, it is the seed that brings about and reaps the harvest of al-mahabbah, of being loved by the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more important than that, loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as evil character, it is a seed that is planted, that reaps as its harvest, istijlab al-bighdha. And it brings about for the person that he is hated by the creation, and also hated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنْ حُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ وَمَنْ حَسُنَ خُلُقُهُ صَانَ عِرْضُهُ صَانَ عِرْضَهُ وَمَنْ سَاءَ خُلُقُهُ هَتَكَ أَوْ حُتِكَ عِرْضُهُ. And the person who safeguards his good character, he safeguards his reputation. And the person who behaves in a hideous fashion with the people, then he will be exposed in front of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِأَنَّ سُوَ الْخُلُقِ يُرِّثُ الضَّغَائِنُ وَالضَّغَائِنُ إِذَا تَمَكَّنَتْ فِي الْقُرُوبِ أَوْرَثَتَ الْعَدَاوَةِ. Because a person having evil character and dealing with others, whether they are Muslim or non-Muslim, whether they are his relatives and those people that are near to him or those that are far from him, when he has ill character with the people, then this brings about dhagha'in. It brings about hostility towards him. And when the people have hostility and when they have spite against him, then this will cause al-adawa. Then this will cause their enmity. This will cause them to be enemies of his. And as some of the scholars, they said that 1,000 friends is not too many friends, and one enemy is too many enemies. So a person making enemies unnecessarily, Ibn Hibban rahimahullah ta'ala, he explains. He said that this will bring about al-adawa within the hearts of the creation. إِذَا ظَهَرَتْ وَالْعَدَاوَةُ إِذَا ظَهَرَتْ مِنْ غَيْرِ صَاحِبِ الدِّينِ أَهْوَتْ صَاحِبَهَا إِلَى النَّارِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَتَدَارَكَهُ الْمَوْلَى بِتَفَضُّلٍ مِّنْهُ وَعَفْوٍ. He said, and when people have enmity towards one another and hatred towards one another, it will cause each of them to plummet into the hellfire. It will cause them to behave in such a way that they plummet and they fall into the fire, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguards them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects them with His virtue and with His afu and with His pardoning and His forgiveness. One of the imams of the sunnah in our times, the Shaykh Muhammad ibn Ali Aman al-Jami, the Shaykh Muhammad Aman al-Jami rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, as is mentioned in his biography, and when the people of innovation waged war against him to the point that today you still hear that when they talk about the people of sunnah and salafiyah, those that adhere to the fundamentals, what the salaf were upon, they call them jamia. They call them jamia, or they call them madkhaliya. They call them jamia. And the reason for this is because Muhammad Aman al-Jami was Habashi. He was Ethiopian. And they wanted to make it look as though he was a foreigner, bringing the Arabs something that had nothing to do with Islam. When he warned against the Khawarij, when he warned against the revolutionary groups, and so on and so forth. He has a tremendous statement. He said that, I hope that none of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends up in the hellfire because of me. Meaning, because of their treatment of me. And so he would pardon his enemies. He would pardon those who slandered him and the likes of these things. When they mentioned to the Imam of the Sunnah, Muqbil ibn Hadi al-Wadi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the sahafiyin, that the people in the newspapers and the media, the press, the journalists, so on and so forth, from the communists and the liberalists and others who were in Yemen, that hated the dawah to the sunnah, that they were slandering him in the newspapers. They made the tuhma, they made an accusation, a false accusation, against a Shaykh Muqbil rahimahullah ta'ala, for example, that he had ties to Osama bin Laden. When a Shaykh Muqbil rahimahullah ta'ala, he said 20 years before September 11th, رَأَسُ كُلِّ فِتْنَةٍ فِي الْيَمَنِ Osama bin Laden, that the cause of every chaos in the country of Yemen came from Osama bin Laden. He openly warned against Osama bin Laden. Our brother, our dear friend, Hassan al-Somali, the Imam of the Germantown Masjid in Philadelphia, he said the first time he heard the name Osama bin Laden was upon the tongue of a Sheikh Muqbil, Ibn Hadi, Al-Wadi'i, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, warning against this Khariji, this renegade terrorist. Ala kullin, they used to slander the Sheikh. They used to slander the Sheikh and say that he had extremist leanings and say other things about him in order to run the people away from his da'wah. Because his da'wah was the strongest da'wah that had hit Yemen for more than 1,000 years. For more than 1,000 years. They said that whenever they would mention that the people are lying against you, the people are slandering you, دافي عن نفسك, defend yourself, defend your reputation, so on and so forth. يضحك, he would just smile. يتبسم, he would smile and he would say, تضر ذنوبي أكثر. My sins hurt me worse. My sins hurt me worse. Meaning that he wasn't afraid of the lies of the people, as some of the salaf they said, or as stated rather by the Andalusian scholar Ibn Hazm, rahimullah ta'ala, he said, وَلَقَدْ أَكْثَرَ فِي مَدْحِكَ مَنْ ذَمَّكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ فِيكَ فَإِنَّهُ نَبَّحَ عَلَى فَضْلِكَ وَلَقَدْ أَكْثَرَ فِي مَدْحِكَ مَنْ ذَمَّكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ فِيكَ فَإِنَّهُ نَبَّحَ عَلَى فَضْلِكَ. Verily the person who slanders you by saying something that isn't true about you has went to great lengths and great efforts to praise you, because he has shown your virtue. He has shown that there is nothing that is true to slander you with, and so he had to make something up. وَلَقَدْ أَبْلَغَ فِي ذَمِّكَ مَنْ مَدَحَكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ فِيكَ لِأَنَّهُ نَبَّحَ عَلَى قَصْرِكَ. And he said, and the person who praises you with what is untrue about you has went to great lengths to dispraise you, to criticize you, because he has shown that there is nothing obviously true about you that is good, so he had to make something up about you. عَلَى كُلِّن, the scholars, they understood what is mentioned here by this great scholar of hadith, that the greatest way to be loved and endeared to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to improve in our character, to improve in the way that we treat other people. And this will cause Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love us, and it will cause the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love us, and it will bring about a sum'atul hasana. It will bring about a good reputation for the Muslims in the societies and the communities amongst which they live. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad. الحمد لله وحده وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. قال أبو حاتم بن حبان البستي, this great scholar of the Sunnah, he continues, he said, الاستثقال من الناس يكون سببه شيئين. There are two things that make a person مستثقل, يعني a person and he hated and disliked to others, and he burdensome to be around. A person doesn't like your company. He said there are two things that causes a person to be hated by others. أَحَدُهُمَا مُقَارَفَةُ الْمَرْءِ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ مِنَ الْمَآثِمِ. The first is that a person commits those sins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden him from committing. لِأَنَّ مَنْ تَعَدَّ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ أَبْغَضَهُ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُ اللَّهُ أَبْغَضَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَ ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْبُغْضُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. He said, and we ask Allah to forgive us for our sins and our disobedience. وَمَا مِنَّا إِلَّا, and there are none of us except that we have many sins and disobedience. As some of the salaf used to say, that I never committed sin, إِلَّا أَجِدُ أَثَرَهُ فِي خُلُقِ دَابَتِي وَامْرَأَتِي. I never committed sin except that I see the effect of it immediately within my riding animal and within my wife. That I see the effect of it in our riding animal and within my wife. And this is from the blessing of Allah upon the person, that Allah shows the person that love is lost for him and that respect is lost for him the more he falls into sin and disobedience. And the more he does what he is supposed to do, and the more he obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah will cause the hearts of the creation to turn towards him. Ibn Hibban rahimullah ta'ala, he said, because when Allah hates the person, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will order the angels to hate that person. And then hatred will be placed for that person in the earth. فَلَا يَكَادُ يَرَاهُ أَحَدْ إِلَّا اسْتَثْقَلَهُ وَأَبْغَضَهُ. And hardly anyone will ever see such a person, except that they will hate him, and they will find his company to be burdensome. وَسَبَبُ الْآخَرُ هُوَ اسْتِعْمَالُ الْمَرْءِ مِنَ الْخِصَالِ مَا يَكْرَحُ النَّاسِ مِنْهُ مَا يَكْرَحُ النَّاسُ مِنْهُ فَإِذَا كَانَ كَذَلِكَ اسْتَحَقَّ الْاِسْتِثْقَالَ مِنْهُمْ. And the second cause of a person being hated by others is his employing certain qualities and behaviors that people hate. That people hate. And this will cause him, because of his bad character, to be hated by the creation. Abu Bakr al-Mararudi, rahimahullah ta'ala, the student of Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he said, سَأَلْتُ Ahmad ibn Hanbal. He said, I asked the Imam of the Sunnah, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, عن الثقلاء, about those people that are heavy and hard to deal with and hard to be around. Those people that the scholars, they say, they call them the heavy ones, the ثقلاء. They say that the heavy person is a person who, and he does to your heart, he makes your heart feel how obese, an enormous person, a huge person will make you feel if he sat on your neck. He makes your heart feel like that. It's like he is sitting upon your heart. Like he is an enormous person sitting upon your heart. He said, I asked Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, al-Shaybani rahimahullah ta'ala, an al-thuqala. And who are the thuqala? Who are the heavy people? Who are the burdensome people? Who are those people that are hated in the hearts of the creation? Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he said, may Allah have mercy upon him. سَأَلْتُ عَنْهُمْ بِشْرًا الْحَافِي. He said, I asked the scholar Bishr ibn al-Harith al-Hafi, may Allah have mercy upon him, about such people. فَقَالَ نَظْرُ إِلَيْهِمْ سَخْنَةُ الْعَيْنِ. And he said that even looking at such people is like scalding your redness. Even looking at such people is like scalding your redness. قُلْتُ لِأَحْمَدَ مَنَ الثُقَلَى. And so I said to Ahmed, who are the thuqala? He said, Ahlul Bid'ah. He said, they are the people of heretical innovation. Those that introduce beliefs in our religion and practices into our religion that had no origin with the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with the early generations of Islam from the Salaf al-Salihin. Ibn Hibban rahimullah ta'ala, he said, الَّذِي قَالَ أَحْمَدِ بْنُ حَنْبَلْ عَلَيْهِ الرَّحْمَةِ هُوَ إِسْتِثْقَالُ الْخَاشِ إِذَا عَرِفَ أَحَدُهُ مِنْ بَعْضِ النَّاسِ ظُلْمًا فِي السُّنَّةِ أَبْغَضَهُ عَلَى بِدْعَتِهِ. He said that what is mentioned here by Ahmed ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah ta'ala, it is the istithqal of the khasa, and it is the istithqal of the elites, and it is what annoys the righteous scholars and the righteous people from the Ummah of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the people of al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, when they see from a person that he has a serious problem concerning the Sunnah, a serious violation concerning the Sunnah of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَبْغَضَهُ عَلَى بِدْعَتِهِ. Then they hate him because of his innovation. They hate him because of his heresy. They hate him because he is lying upon Allah, and lying upon the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and playing into what we see today of a war of interpretations that is being launched by the disbelievers against the Ummah of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which they have chosen the most corrosive interpretations of various aspects of Islam, and they have promoted them and promoted those that call to them, while at the same time launching a media campaign and a war of propaganda against the truth and the people of the truth, and slandering the people of a sunnah wal jama'ah. Wa ila Allah al mushtaka. And we complain about our plight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The likes of these people, they were hated by the scholars of Islam, and they were hated for their innovation. فَأَمَّا الْعَامْ فَلَا يَكَادُونَ يُعَادُونَ وَيُوَالُونَ إِلَّا عَلَى الْمَحْبُوبِ مِنَ الْخِصَالِ وَالْمَكْرُوهِ مِنَ الْفَعَالِ مِنَ الْفِعَالِ. He said, but as for the common people, the laity of the Muslims, the vast majority, the regular Muslims, that what will cause them to love a person or hate a person is what they see of good character or bad character from that person. And so we close with the statement of Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, when he said, الْحَقُّ ثَقِيلُ فَلَا تُثَقِلُهُ أَكْثَرُ بِسُوءِ الْخُلُقِ. That the truth is already something that is weighty and heavy upon the people. So don't even make it even weightier and heavier for the people to accept by having bad character and dealing with them. Why is it that we find in our communities, وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانِ وَلَيْسَ هَؤُلَاءِ بِخِيَارِنَا. And these people that we are about to mention, without a doubt, they are not those who represent our community. They are not a majority. They are, inshallah, extreme minority. But why is it that we find from the people of disbelief and the people of innovation that they say, مَسْجِدُكُمْ, that your masjid is a masjid of criminals. It is a masjid that is attended by criminals. And you heard the statement of this Imam of the Sunnah, where he understood from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that from the greatest cause of people hating anyone is their disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Crime, criminality, the likes of these things, it is a stigma upon us. It is a stigma upon us. It is something that people use as an excuse to reject the truth alladhi indana, that Allah has blessed us with. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And then we hear the statement of the people, they say that these are the ones who have poor character. You go into the masjid, the sisters are as they are. You come into the masjid for Jummah during the khutbah, the sisters are having a conversation. During the khutbah, the sisters are giving other sisters dirty looks. During the khutbah, you see this, you see that. And before and after Jummah, you see the behavior of the people, the abrasiveness, the roughness of the people, the likes of these things. This is something that will run the people away from the truth. And how will you answer in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If a reason that a person abandoned Islam or a person ran away from Islam and didn't accept Islam is because of what they saw of you of sin and disobedience, or what they saw of you of evil character. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to improve us all. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa akhiru da'ana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahu Akbar.